We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, it's October. The fall season is really, really here, and the cold weather is here and getting colder. So just be prepared, even in the Boston, Rhode Island, Connecticut area. This coming week, your days are getting colder. Thursday, even in Rhode Island and Connecticut, you should be getting some frost. So if there are things...
I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow.
Well, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Things are beginning to change right now. It's been cold, and it's going to get much colder. So if you haven't collected your vegetables out of the garden, you may think about doing that. Onions, for example, if they're poking out of the ground and they get frosted, you lose the whole onion, not just the top. So pick all of your onions and bring in your potatoes and your beets and things like that. It's time. And, you know, in the flower bed, you see, if you still have flowers that look good, you may want to cut some and put them in a vase and enjoy them. It's the time of the year to do that. And if you have questions, call us, 800-259-9231. Now, one of the things we'd like to have you, if you have any interest, you've had us talk about a trip that we're going to Croatia, late April and into early May. If you go to my website, paulparent.com, bottom left corner, click on Croatia, and you're going to see something that says webinar on it. If you click on webinar, you can sign up to see a slideshow and a little movie presentation next Saturday from 8 to 9 o'clock. It's free. There's nothing that forces you to go, but at least you'll be able to see what the trip is going to be like and what the countryside looks like. And if you have questions, you'll be able to ask questions at the same time. So go to paulparent.com, bottom left corner, click on Croatia, and sign up for the webinar next Saturday from 8 to 9 o'clock. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next? Oh, we're going to talk about bulbs first. If you have problems with animals eating the bulbs, whether it's squirrels or chipmunks digging them up or voles eating them, or the other animals, dig them up and eat them. There's a couple of things that you can do. There's a product called Bobex, B-O-B-B-E-X. And Bobex is a deer and animal repellent. And it will say right on the label, Bobex R for repellent. It's a liquid. And what you do is you take an old container, could be a bucket or a plastic pot or whatever, and dump the Bobex into the container, put your bulbs in it, and roll them around so that they're all wet, and let them sit in the Bobex for about 10 to 15 minutes so that the tissue can absorb that repellent. Take them out and then plant them. And then when you're all finished, if you get a piece of cheesecloth or an old piece of cloth, you can strain the Bobex back into the bottle that it came from, and you can use it to repel rabbits and deer and whatever is causing a problem where you live. But it's Bobex R. A lot of the garden centers have it. It's a liquid. And you roll your bulbs and let them stay in it. And it really does make a big difference. Now, if you want to have fun with bulbs, I want you to try something. If you're limited on space, and I've done this in the garden right near my front door, you dig a hole about 10 inches deep. And if there's no good soil after 10 inches, go down 12 inches. And add some good soil so that your bulbs, so that the hole is now 8 inches deep. At the 8-inch deep, put some daffodils, whatever color you like, the standard yellow or the white or the multicolored varieties. Cover the daffodils with about an inch of soil on top of the bulb. Put some tulips, whatever color you want, cover the tulips, and then put your crocuses. And what will happen is in the early spring, the crocuses will come up, then the tulips will come up and bloom, and then the daffodils all from the same hole. It's very easy. I've been doing this for years, and it's wonderful. So when you go to the garden center, you're going to see on the label, it says crocuses bloom in March. Then you get an April flowering tulip or an April flowering daffodil, and then a May flowering tulip or daffodil. And that way you can have color in March, again in April, and again in late April or early May, all in the same hole. And the bulbs are one on top of each other. Very easy to do. Now, if you really want to have a lot of fun, if you take a turf edger, you could remove some of the sod in your yard. You don't have to dig it up. You just cut into the grass, peel the grass back, and insert right in the lawn some crocuses or some grape hyacinths. They're very, very strong. And then throw the grass right back on top of it and step on it to firm it in place. And if you get creative, you can write something with block letters. And I did that for my wife many years ago, and she still talks about it. And it will come back year after year after year. Her birthday is the 16th. Of March. She was born just before St. Patrick's Day. Otherwise, her name would not be Christine. It would be a good Irish name. So what I did is in the fall, I took a flat shovel, I opened up the ground, and in 3-foot cuts in the grass, I wrote, I love you. And you can do that. Or you can write anything. If there's a neighbor that you don't like, when he's at work, go in his yard and plant some flowers. You know, they say it with flowers. You can do anything you want, and it's an awful lot of fun. And when it first happens, it's beautiful. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Peter on the line, who's calling a couple questions about apple trees and also a weed problem.
Okay, Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a kind of like a fruit tree orchard. I have peach trees, apple trees, cherry trees, and they all do good except the two apple trees. One's a Granny Smith, the other's a dwarf Macintosh.
Okay.
And I oil spray, I fruit tree spray, I use fertilizer spikes. But I don't get very many apples on either of them, and the ones I do get are kind of like not really well shaped. And I was wondering what I could do or what I'm not doing.
How old are the apples?
The trees, I would say now, are about 13 years old.
Okay, well, they should be pretty well established by now. Now, do you spray them before they turn into flowers?
Let's see, the oil spray I do in March, and then the fruit tree spray I do a couple times. I would say, yeah, I try to before the bees come and pollinate.
Yep. Okay. Do you use, besides oil, have you ever used lime sulfur?
No.
Okay. When you go to your garden center, horticultural oil is to kill the eggs of the insects.
Mm-hmm.
And lime sulfur is an organic product that will kill the disease spores before they hatch. And you can combine the two. Some of the companies even sell it combined. But you would use horticultural oil and lime sulfur in March before the tree leaves out. And that will help a great deal. We're coming on a break. Peter, when we come back, I will tell you the steps to follow to give you better apples.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BO.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, where you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408, and put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Peter about apple trees, and this is one thing that you should do. We talked about using the horticultural oil, and which will kill the eggs, and the lime sulfur, which is a fungicide that will kill the spores before they have a chance to open. Now, as far as controlling insects, you never know when is the right time to apply an insect killer. So, when I was going to college many years ago at the University of Massachusetts, I took a course on fruit tree production and berries, and we had this teacher that needed to get his doctorate, and he found a way to tell you when to spray the orchard. He got his doctorate because of us helping him, and it's being used in every type of production. They use it on oranges, they use it on pecans, they use it on walnuts, they use it on everything. And this is what we did. The textbooks will say, spray your apples, for example, April 1st, to kill the apple maggot and the coddling moth. Well, the problem was, you never knew. Some years spring came early, some years came late. His idea was, these insects will lay the eggs in a rotten fruit that's on the apple, on apples that are on the ground. And for you, the homeowner, you don't have that. You've cleaned the apples out, and the tree looks good. So you have no idea when the insect arrives. So what we did, we went into the apple orchards at the school at UMass, and we tied on the trees red plastic apples. So you need a red plastic apple with a stem. We coated the apple with Vaseline, and for a big tree, we put two apples. A smaller tree, we just put one, and we did this with peaches and pears and plums and cherries. We had no idea why, but he told us to do it. We did it as a class, and then every day, one of the students or two of the students would go into the orchards and check to see if there was anything stuck on the Vaseline. Well, one day, the two students that went came back and said, there are little tiny, like fruit flies, stuck on the plastic red apple. That was the indicator that the flies that create the misshapen fruit had arrived. That was the signal to put the pesticides on the plant, or natural. And that saves the environment from being sprayed when nothing was there, and the cost. I mean, to spray a whole apple orchard with pesticides costs hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars, and if it's being applied and the insect isn't there yet, doesn't work. So by using these plastic red apples with Vaseline that dangle on the tree, the insect that creates the damage sticks to the Vaseline. You see him. Now you spray, and the misshapen apples or the apples that you bite into when you find a half a worm, they disappear. Try that, and it's going to work wonderful. Okay? Second step. I want you to buy a fertilizer in the spring called Plant Growth Activator. Plant Growth Activator is made by Organica. You will punch a series of holes under your trees. You're going to put like a teaspoon in each hole, and for a tree that's, you say, is around 15 years old, 10 to 15 years old, I would put maybe a couple of cups of this. It's a fertilizer, but it contains mycorrhiza, and that will double the size of the root system in a 30 to 60 day period. You give that a try, and it's going to work for you. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Paul Print Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 800-259-9231. Jared, we have another question, right?
Yep, Peter had one more question for you here.
Okay. Peter, what was your second question?
Yes, in my lawn, I have a weed which I believe I've identified as sheep sorrel, and I've already used a weed and feed which said right on the package that it deals with that particular weed. I still see it in the lawn, and it looks like it's still doing well, and I sent to UMass a soil sample, and they say I have enough lime. My pH is 7, so I was just wondering what I could do to get rid of this.
Okay. What I would do, Peter, is this. You've used the weed killer, and when you have sorrel in your lawn, it has a wicked, wicked, big, fibrous root system. So the weed killer that you put on, If it's young plants, it knocks them right out because they haven't had a chance to get established. But for well-established plants, what you need to do is to go back with a liquid. Now, there's a product that I've had the best results. It's called Weed Beater Ultra, and it's made by Bonide. Now, Weed Beater Ultra is very different than what's out there. Most of your liquid weed killers are designed to kill weeds with temperatures around 70. Weed Beater Ultra will work with temperatures at 50. And I think if you got some today, you sprayed it on the weeds, you're going to see that slowly these things are going to die. And when spring comes, there's not going to be a heck of a lot left to that plant. You're still going to have a little bit here and there. So if the weather is good and you can hit it this week and then go back a week from now and hit it a second time, it will totally destroy the sorrel. And again, it works at 50 degrees while most other products work at 70. And that's important this time of the year or in the early spring to eliminate them before they get a chance to really get growing and filling in the dead spots. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Priscilla on the line who's calling about her holly bush.
Priscilla, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. It's nice speaking with you.
My pleasure.
I am concerned about my holly bush because it's got tall spikes in it, and I don't know when to prune it, and I have a second holly bush, which I would like to transplant.
Okay.
Can you help me with that?
The one that you want to transplant, Priscilla, if you could wait until the spring, the problem is this holly tree is going to retain the foliage. And by you cutting the roots and having a lot of leaves, you run the risk of a lot of winter damage. So if you can wait until the end of March, beginning of April, that would be ideal. Now, the long shoots on the other holly, wait until Thanksgiving. And at Thanksgiving, what you do is you take your can of pledge, the wax that you put on furniture.
Yes.
Take the can of pledge, go outside with a pair of pruners, and cut those long shoots. And where you make the cut, give it a little pshht of pledge, and that will seal where you have made the cut on your holly. And then you can bring those branches in the house and put them in a vase, and you've got a beautiful holly arrangement that will last you from Thanksgiving to Christmas. If you put a wreath on your door, and all you do is you just have a wreath with a red bow, cut little branches from your holly, push it into your balsam wreath, and now you've got texture. And you've got color with the balsam and the holly from your property. On my front door, I have a big wreath, and I prune little pieces of juniper, little pieces of holly, little pieces of ilex, and I squirt some pledge on those cuts when I prune the plant back, and I stick those branches right into the Christmas wreath. So when you look at it, you've got the needles of the balsam. I have long needles from the pine tree. I have some holly branches sticking in it. So there's a lot of touch, a lot of texture, and it really does look pretty. And everybody that comes in that door says, wow, I've never seen a wreath like that. And it's what I did from the shrubbery in my garden. And you can do the same thing. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Nancy on the line. Nancy's got a couple questions, one about a lemon tree and also about a gardenia.
Okay. Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I have an indoor Meyer lemon tree.
Okay.
And it has scale, and I've been wiping the scale off for the past 3 weeks or so. But I was wondering if you have a recommendation for an organic control for that.
Sure. And what was your second question?
My second question is about a gardenia I've had for probably 4 years or so. The first year, it had an abundance of blossoms. And since then, I haven't had any blossoms. And I noticed on the leaves also in the last year, kind of like a yellow spots on the green leaves.
Okay.
And even with that, the green is not, when I see gardenia in a hothouse, I'll see that they have real deep green color. And mine are, you know, not that they're sickly looking, but it's more of a medium green color.
Okay. Now, do you put these plants outside for the summer, or do they stay in the house all year?
The gardenia I do put outside.
Okay. And when did you repot the gardenia last?
Oh, probably 3 years ago or even
three
more.
Years.
Probably, actually, maybe when I purchased it, I just immediately repotted it, and it's been in that same pot. And it does grow really well, and I do at times cut it back, but I know, you know, that I'm not cutting off buds, flower buds.
Okay. The gardenia is a very unique plant. It's a plant that if you really want it to be dark, dark green, like you see them in the florist, and if you were to go down to Florida and you'd see them growing there, they need iron.
Yes.
So what you want to do is go to your local garden center, and they'll have something called ironite. And ironite is a liquid iron, and you can mix it with water, and you can put it around your plant. Or if you have Miracid, there's a fertilizer, Miracle-Gro, we all know. Miracle-Gro is in a yellow and green box. And that's for plants that prefer to be neutral. Then there's also Miracid, and Miracid is for shrubs and plants that are outside that are evergreen. Well, Miracid has chelated iron in it. And when you read the label, you'll see that. So either a little bit of Miracid or chelated iron like ironite. And all of your garden centers carry that. And if you were to do that every single month, you're going to see that that gardenia is going to turn darker green and darker green. Now, the other thing, gardenias will make flower buds with short days. So when you bring it in the house, take that gardenia and put it in a room that the light doesn't stay on all night. And sometimes just a regular night light so that when you walk in the hall at night, you don't trip over stuff. If it's in a room that has a night light, or if it's in your living room and you're watching television until 11:30 at night to see the news, the days are being made long by the TV lights and the rooms that are in there. You need to put it in a room that when it gets dark, it stays dark. Then the shorter the days, the easier it is for the gardenia to make flower buds.
Great. I didn't know about the shorter days. I have tried Miracid. It's a thing that seemed to, the fertilizer that seemed to darken the leaves. I used the Neptune's Harvest.
Yeah.
And that seemed to darken the leaves. I did think it was iron initially, but you think I should keep going with the Miracid?
What you could do is alternate them.
And gardenias,
you can feed them twice a month. So if you do Neptune's Harvest the beginning of the month, the middle of the month, go with the ironite and alternate them like that, or the Miracid, and I think that you're going to see a difference. Now, on your scale of your citrus, what you need is an oil spray. And if you go again to your local garden center, there are now oils that you can spray right on your plants that are not chemicals. And next spring, there are several companies coming out with some new products that I'm just so excited about. I can't wait until they become available. But there's a company out of Canada that's coming out with about 8 or 9 different natural oil sprays to control insects. And they're using things like clove oil. They're using lemon oils. They're using all kinds of products like that that will kill scale on contact. They'll be available in the spring. But for now, there's a company from the West Coast called Farm Solution, P-H-A-R-M, Farm Solutions, and their products are all made with oil. Some of the nurseries carry them, and some do not, so that if you can find Farm Solution for indoor plants, smells very good, has mint oils and things like that, and it works fabulous. Or if in your tool shed you have horticultural oil, mix that in like a quart mister, and you're going to need to spray the plants on a weekly basis for probably 2 or 3 applications. And what you want to do is turn the plant upside down, wash it so that you're getting any scales that are underneath the leaves and on the stems. Spray the plant with the horticultural oil top and bottom. And then a week or two later, spray the plant again. And you may even need it a third time because you've got an infestation in there. And that will solve the problem. Okay? Thank you, Nancy. Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's going to take longer to get rid of this scale because they are a really, really tough insect. Jared, who's next?
Next up is Laura calling about pineapple sage.
Laura, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a 2-part question with regards to my herb plant, pineapple sage.
Okay.
I purchased it in July in a little pint-sized container, and it is now about 2.5 feet tall by 1.5 feet wide, and it's gorgeous, and it's lush and green. It did not flower, and that was one of the questions. And do you recommend that I dig it up and bring it in for the winter? Because I live in the southernmost end of Plymouth, and it gets really cold down here.
Pineapple sage is winter hardy. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning. We were talking with Laura about pineapple sage, and pineapple sage is a very, very hearty herb, Laura. What you can do is this, and my wife and I love to cook with fresh herbs, and the taste of like a tossed salad or anything that you cook with fresh herbs, I mean, you pick fresh dill from the garden and you put that on fish when you cook it, it just makes the fish taste so much better. But what I want you to do with the sage is, if you want to dig up part of the plant, just take a shovel and put it right down the center of the clump or one end of the clump, and take a shovel full out, put it in a pot, and then bring it into the house, and then fill in the hole. And once we've had a frost where you live, then the sage will die back to the ground, and it will come right back up next year. We always grow some in a pot, and we bring it into the house. We do chives, rosemary, thyme. And I've got a rosemary that's maybe 2 foot tall, and I have a bay leaf plant that's a good 2 feet tall that I keep in the house during the winter, and it just gets bigger and bigger. Part of the flowering problem was the growing season. We didn't have any sun. We had a lot of rain, had a lot of cloudy weather, and a lot of plants never got to that period. And being that it was a new plant, maybe there wasn't large enough of a root system. But next year, with a general purpose fertilizer, that sage will have beautiful flowers for you. So don't panic. Everything's fine. But bring part of the plant in for the winter. Put it right on a windowsill, and you can smell the leaves, and you can do some cooking with it also. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Ralph on the line, who's got a question about tomatoes.
Hey, Ralph, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Should I put diapers on my tomatoes, or should I bring them in and eat them green?
Well, you can do it a couple of ways. If they're calling for a forecast of frost where you live and the plant is near a building or a fence, then you can drape a blanket over it, and that will help to keep the frost off. And when I lived in Massachusetts, there were some years that I could extend my season 2 and 3 weeks doing it that way. Or pick those tomatoes, and if they're good size, wrap them in newspaper and put them in your basement. My dad used to do that every year, and we would have tomatoes that would ripen, and some years almost until Christmas. So we would take regular newspaper, roll them in the newspaper, stack them in a container, and we kept them on the floor in the basement. And once a week, my dad would go down there. He'd have fun opening them up. And as soon as they started to go from green to yellow, he'd bring a few up, or even pink, out of the basement. We put them on a windowsill, and they would ripen all by themselves. Or use your tomatoes. And if you go on my website, paulparent.com, there's a recipe to make pickle-lily with tomatoes. There's also a recipe to make green tomato raspberry jam, and it is so good. You can also make strawberry jam, and what you're using is ground up green tomatoes and either strawberry or raspberry jello and sugar, and you grind them all up in your food processor. You cook it on the stove for at least like 10 minutes or something, and then pour it into a jar. It will solidify,